Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, comedian John Doe. Just letting y'all know I got a show, Popular Saturdays. It's April 9th, presented by me. I got DJ Lexi Lex on the ones and twos. I got my girl, Chi-Chi. She going to be hosting it, holding it down. And I got your headliner, Rollo Boykins, man. Y'all make sure y'all pull up, man. April 9th. Doors open up at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Make sure you be there. Be there on time. It's happening at Sully's Comedy Cellar. That's 9306 Harford Road, Parksville, Maryland, 21234. Popular Saturdays, man. I can't wait to see y'all there.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh.
Will keep you longer. Boobs and ass, face and personality.
Face and personality.
I ain't gonna lie, like, it depends on your age. Like,
yeah.
If you younger.
Why the age matter?
Because if you younger.
No, because you got some old ass bitches that's young out here too, though. So you cannot, we not lumping nobody into no one category. I met some old ass young bitches.
That's why I said no, but I'm saying like you said, boobs and ass. If she got a banging ass body and the pussy is hella good, you'd be like, all right, I take a little toxic shit. Like, I take some shit with this. But if just she got a good personality and a nice face, and she just ass flat, ass titties flat, you be like, bitch, you ain't even bad for real, bitch. Like, I drag on your head.
Well, you know, after you come to your senses, so.
For me, it's personality will get me to stay around longer, for real. Personality and, like, I'm more of a mind person. Like, I like women's minds, for real.
If I could pick your mind,
like, if I could learn something or learn something from you, or, like, we could teach each other, like, that's more important than having a body. Like, because a lot of these bitches just out here getting BBLs now and shit, for real. Everybody got a nice body nowadays. What are we doing? How are we motherfucking progressing in life? Like, what's your goals? Like,
what I'm saying is, bro, after you finish reading that card, can you hand that back to your girl?
What card?
No, I think it's like he read that shit off a card. Like,
yo, all right, yo, I did body shame you. All right, so Bree, hold up, you can't be excluded from these motherfucking questions. So, what from a man would make you stay longer? Or you could do boobs and titties versus mind and personality, because you like semi-gay.
Okay, wait, so you're saying, okay, give me the question again.
All right, so I'm gonna switch it up to like woman's terms. All right, so money. All right, so money and swag versus personality and mental?
Ooh, personality and mental is always going to be a first. First of all, I got to be able to get.
But you're not going to look at that nigga first, though. Like, let's agree. Let's all agree that she's not going to look at that nigga first.
I'm going to just be honest with y'all. At the end of the day, I cannot talk to a guy that I'm not attracted to. If I'm not attracted to you, you're not going to get any past, like, first base. Like, it's just like, you're just my friend. Like, it's not going to. It's just
damn, yo. That's why we all friends now. All right. Yo, OP.
but it's not gonna. Once I see you as a friend, you're a friend, you know. And then at that point, it's like, okay, then we talking about mind, we talking about personality, we talking about whatever. But you feel me? It. I don't know. I gotta be attracted first. I have to be.
Yo,
we talk about.
I'm gonna say one thing, yo. Like men. Do never can appreciate a good friend zone. Yeah, we not gonna appreciate that shit because in the back of my mind, we always gonna think like, yo, all right, maybe one day.
Stop doing it. Men should stop doing it, Ty. That's what men should stop doing.
I ain't saying that we shouldn't. I love a friend zone. I love a good friend zone because a lot of times I'm not attracted sexually to women either, for real. So I'm not going to press too hard. I might flirt or whatever, but I don't be sexually attracted to you. But at the same time, if the drinks get to flowing, ain't no telling when I fuck or when I miss them.
So what about kissing, y'all? Are y'all with tongue or no tongue?
All it depends. It depends. It depends if I like you. I got really like you. I can't just be tongue out here tongue kissing bitches like that shit. I can't be raw tongue and hoes. Like I cannot.
If I'm kissing you, I gotta like you off the rip. Like I ain't just.
Oh, so if you kiss the girl, you can fuck a girl before you kiss her.
I can fuck a girl.
Yeah, I can fuck a girl. Yeah, not even kissing the mouth.
Yeah.
What? Y'all crazy as shit. Really? Yes.
Easy.
Yeah.
And I didn't think nothing about it. Like, I didn't even know that was a problem. Yeah.
For real. So like, what if y'all doing cowgirl or y'all doing missionary and y'all, like, suck on the titties? Y'all not going to go up to the neck and kiss the lips?
Nah, you suck on the neck.
You suck on the neck. You suck on everything else. You suck on that pussy. You suck on the pussy. You suck on the nipples. You suck on the neck, and then all right, what's happening?
Yeah, let me suck on your pussy
before I motherfucking kiss your lips. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Me too.
Oh, God, that's so crazy to me. That's so backwards.
Hey,
I didn't mess some chicks. That's why I said I didn't have some chicks that. I hit literally the night before and literally in the morning. I'm like, all right, we even drop you off at, oh, my boyfriend's house. that's why I don't do it. I just be like, whatever. All
right, just stop. What about tongue, no tongue?
You ready to say it again?
I said for you, are you tongue, no tongue? Like, what would you prefer? Tongue kissing?
When you kiss him.
I used to be into that tongue kiss when I was young because that was lit. But now, like, nah, let me just get a kiss, keep it, like, you know what I'm saying? If ain't that intimate, nah. If you ain't wifey, nah, no tongue.
Are you fucking before you kiss?
Now, that's a good question. That's where the question begins.
I don't do that. If I'm into her, I really don't kiss. Like, I don't really don't do the kissing thing heavy like that. Some females, like, if they really feeling you, they be trying to kiss you. But sometimes, like, I don't be with that kissing in the mouth. Okay. Unless I'm really feeling her and I want to spice it up, make it a little intimate. Because you know, a kiss different. That could really spike it up as far as foreplay.
Okay. All right, so same question for you.
Are y'all thinking to yourself, like, she could be sucking up a dick? She could have herpes?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Let's let you answer it first. And then
hold
we
up.
Go.
That's always in the back of our mind, you feel me? Because, I mean, depending on who you're dealing with. That's why we say, like, everybody say, like, if I'm dealing with a person, then... Yeah, that's cool. But, Bri, yeah, go ahead and answer the question. How
if
you
we
feel?
Fucking, we kiss it. I feel like, why would you not kiss? I feel like kissing is a part of sex.
But let me ask you a question.
I mean, hey, Bri, I kiss you. I say that.
There you go, yo. That's how you
do. Yo, there you go, yo. I don't care. I don't care.
It go pervy.
Tell about fucking super rub, super cocky, yo. We just working. No,
Oh, y'all back together?
No, we chilling. Yes.
No, they chilling in a relationship. Again. Yeah. Okay. I don't want nobody to think I want you though. You should let them know.
You all right. Don't play me with the art.
Yeah, you are. You are very fine in your own lane. You are very fine.
All right, Charles. So legs or neck?
Hold up, no. So you kissing you? All right, but now you go. Gustavo had a little secondary question.
All right, what's your secondary question?
Oh, how long would you? I mean, it's kind of y'all kind of answered it some type of way, but like, how? What would you say is like the time you say you would start kissing somebody in the mouth, or would you say it's like you more so in the moment type of thing?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's the vibe.
I agree.
It's
a fact. I was thinking the same thing.
But
I
won't
put no time on it.
It's a vibe, because I done dealt with a bitch for like 3 years for real. And she would try to kiss me and shit. I'd be like, no. No.
Wow. Like, what was it?
I'd just be like,
no. I don't know. Like, yo, kissing, I don't know. Kissing for me is just like total body, like, I just gotta feel you like, as like I gotta really love everything about you.
Okay.
So my secondary question was for women, how should men feel if they don't wanna kiss them?
Okay. All right, so I got two answers. I feel like it depends on how the woman feels about the man. But me personally, I feel like if we're just in a place where we're being honest, and I would want a man to respect how I felt if I didn't want to kiss him and he didn't, you know, I would have to respect it. But I personally feel like if we are fucking, kissing is a part of it. So okay. It's just like if a man said to me like, oh, I don't want to kiss you, it's just like, well, then you don't want to fuck me.
Dang. So if he ain't kissing you, he can't hit?
That's weird. It's weird.
That's why. That's why you ain't get it the second time.
Please, man. I know some girls that be with it and don't want to kiss you.
Really?
That's why I'm saying. Yeah, bro. My baby mama still don't like kissing.
Well, you're nasty. I can see why she wouldn't want to kiss you.
You ain't gotta say it like that, but I don't be out here dragging. Hey, yo,
you really trying to put that pervy thing on my man.
Yo, she gotta stop, yo. She gotta stop. I told her that, yo.
It started. I told her she gotta stop. No, cause you really now, cause you really nasty.
Nah, I told her really that nasty. Shit. She gotta stop that shit. Like, yeah, why I be calling you gay and shit?
Funny. Now you gonna slide me in there when I try to pick up for you. Oh, crazy.
We ain't had no gay moment this whole time.
Yo, nah, you better stop doing moment. That because somebody sooner or later somebody gonna come in. I came to the show to see you and it was like I listened to the irresponsible podcast. Hey yo, is it really wild? Nah, never mind. I don't even. Never mind.
Just, nah, go ahead, yo.
I was gonna say like, is it really like how they when they say that about Atlanta? Do it really be people pressing you down heavy like that, yo? Or is that just something people joke about a lot?
You talking about like gay people?
Yeah. They beg you.
No,
I heard that it really be dudes, like regular dudes like us, pressing other regular dudes down, like really pressing niggas down. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you probably give that type of energy, niggas,
oh, all right, all right. So,
they don't, ain't nobody never,
it's really, all, you know, it's all on what down. You put out. No, yeah, it's all on what you put out for real. Like I never had that shit down Atlanta for real. Like it's all on what you put out.
Nah, cause I always hear comedians talk about it, people joke about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's because. What they talking about on stage, so somebody probably feel comfortable enough to be like, well, yeah, what's going on?
But I do get this though. It's niggas that look just like regular street niggas and they be like, sure enough, gay. Oh, you wouldn't know that until like you talking to them, you be like, oh, yeah, you seen the game last night? And you'd be like, yeah, I was chilling with my boo, my man, or something like that.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Could y'all befriend a gay guy?
My cousin gay.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I got a gay cousin.
Yeah. If you're doing entertainment, you're gonna have gay cousins.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say. You just said
that's not a cut card for me. No, like, yeah. I really don't give a fuck what you do in your own bedroom. Like, whoever you like. I just don't appreciate if, like, you be trying to hit on me and shit, trying to, like, change me over. Like, don't try to change my lane, bro, because you over there, bro. Like, I'm good. I'm good over here.
But y'all ain't never have a gay man try to turn y'all out.
What you mean?
Hold on, you gotta rephrase that question.
Yes.
Have I had a gay man hit on me? Yes. Yo,
okay,
you said
wait. Tell the story.
Like
now.
A nigga just aggressively grabbed you, like, no, it is what it is.
No. I've had a gay man hit on me.
That's what cool. Is that?
I mean, well, you know, you feel me. If you wanna do that, I'm like, bro, I'm not like that, bro.
Yo, was trying that.
Yo, that yo hit me with that. Voila, I'm like, bro, like, yo, you cool as shit, bro. I fuck with you, but I'm not that guy.
Hey, Bri, I do know women, right? Cause I got a lot of homegirls, right? You ain't never been with the shits.
What shits?
Ain't no shit. You know what I'm talking about.
I really don't like.
She partially gay, yo. She partially gay.
All right, she must not be with him. She ain't know. What
I think
I'm talking
all.
About, she might
I
not
think
with.
All. No.
What's
first
the
of all,
shit?
I got you. I got you, Bri.
She said, "What's
you.
The shit?"
I got you. No, I'm about to ask you the right question. I personally think all women are a specific amount of gay. Now, 5% gay. And 10% gay is different from 90% gay. All right, so 90% gay is, yeah, I eat that bitch pussy. Like, I scissor and shit. 5% gay is, yo, her ass fat. When you see a bitch out, like, your ass fat as shit. Your titties nice as shit. So what he was saying was, what percent of gay are you?
I am definitely bi-curious. I would try to... I definitely am the girl looking.
Yo, you ain't had to hum like that, yo. You're like,
however,
Cookie Monster.
I'm a pillow princess. I don't want to eat no girl pussy. I don't want to do no shit like that. I just want to, you know, experience a woman without having to do.
Hey, yo, you know what's so crazy? I can picture Bri like that. Like, I'm not doing you. You can do me.
That's a whole different level. That's gay. I'm not.
I think all women gay. I think all women are gay and they all had a gay experience, bro. Because
That's a fact. I think so too. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think all women are gay and they
even if they say they didn't, that y'all had some type of experiment where something happened. And
you with your homegirls, y'all be doing shit. Yeah, okay. Somebody likes something. Yeah. Like somebody likes somebody. They going to try some shit. Like, yeah. That's just what girls do.
Do right, yeah.
Guys, we not.
I think y'all do have little parties like that. Like,
what?
Nah,
no, we don't. We don't. We don't.
I'm gonna tell you that.
I heard.
No, I don't know. That's why you broke the fuck up because that shit ain't happening.
I heard a lot about the comedians in the industry. You know what I mean?
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I heard a lot about that. Hold up. I heard a lot about the entertainment community. Yeah. I heard a lot about comedians in specific. I mean, it's a few out there, comedians or funny personalities that, yeah, dibble dabble, but that don't got nothing to do with
me. But y'all never in y'all life dibble dabble.
What the hell?
Nah. I don't like dick.
He said,
I don't even like my own dick. I don't even like my own dick. Yo, dicks are so ugly to me, bro. Like, I really like pussy. Like, I really like pussy.
Yeah, I just like very the way a woman feel. I like the way a woman smell.
I said that bitch three times, like Dr. Umar. I really like pussy. I really like pussy. I really like pussy. Nah, real life. Nah, I don't know. I love women.
That's my thing.
I just admire the body and all that. Like,
now I can I'm secure in my sexuality enough that I could say like that guy's handsome or something like that for real. Like I'm secure enough in my sexuality that I can do that. But I'm not trying to fuck him.
And you know, so crazy that happened to me earlier today, right? I went to go pick my son up from his friend's house, and the grandfather came outside, right? And the grandfather introduced himself to me, right? And I was like, I hit him with the. This is how I know I'm getting older. I hit him with. He was like, yeah, I'm his grandfather, man. I was like, oh, you the grandfather? He was like, yeah. I said, oh man, yeah, man, you look good, man.
But oh, you try to fuck him.
What's that? Stop playing. You know? That's why I shouldn't have said. You know, I just gave you his moment.
Yeah, you.
I would give him his moment. Yeah, you set it up.
You set it up. You set it up.
Minute, yo. I gave him his moment at the last minute. But y'all looked at me like I don't. I think he might have took it as an insult. Cause I'm like, but he, I guess he still was cool, but I think he probably took it as like, nigga, what you trying to say? I look like old people can't look good. What you trying? But right. I was giving him a compliment. I was like, yo,
like you look good for your age.
But see, I think that's exactly how he took it. Like, oh, like
now you.
I think people do that because you be real like trying to
compliment. No, but I was giving him a because I thought that was the father, but yeah. yo was like the grandfather. I'm like. The grandfather, oh, but you know what? I ain't think about. I ain't put two and two together. Yo, son, or whoever the father is, probably my age.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, cause you know, grandfathers these days could be like 40 years old, 38 years old. If you had like young kids. So
basically, you got a man crush, and you need a sugar daddy. You need a sugar daddy, Gustavo. You need a sugar daddy for this goddamn show.
Mm-mm. Bring on, matter of fact, all the sugar mamas come to my show.
They gonna be there if you.
No,
if
I,
you
definitely, the, I definitely.
If you use the flyer that I gave you with my face on it, the sugar mamas come.
and they probably will ask it straight for you and be mad at you.
I bet told you put me on the motherfucking rip, yo. Put me on. You at the time where you need a new flyer right now just to spark the.
I know that would be tough. I should get that done real quick.
That's what I do. I do two flyers for all my shit, bro. Like you keep the same one, and then the last month or something, go ahead and switch that bitch up real quick. Just give it a different vibe and shit,
bro,
for real.
Forget all that, bro. I told him what to do. Then I tell you, Ty, you gotta start the beef. Call somebody out.
Yo, he want beef so bad, bro. Like, no, we not beefing with niggas, bro. We not beefing with niggas, bro.
Nah, I ain't
we live
gonna
in
lie.
We said, live in Baltimore.
Call
why
somebody
you trying
out.
Beef with niggas in, from ATL?
Tell him like, yo, if you really don't fuck with me, yo, just pull up to my show, bro, and see what I'm talking about. And then niggas that's gonna be saying the comments, they're gonna be like, yo, we wanna see these niggas fight, so they're gonna pull up at the show and nobody fight, y'all just squash the beef and then be like,
yo, this not no kink, bro.
That sound like right Soulja Boy and Chris Brown.
No, it don't. It sound like King Von and motherfucking whoever killed King Von. That's
no,
what the fuck
it ain't gotta
it sound like to me. It do be, gotta be like that. Yo, it's no, we don't have to have animosity, bro, to sell out no shows, bro.
Bad news travel faster than positive.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. What you want? All right, well, then start a beef, Gustavo. See how long you gonna last. Because you're not going to be able to do a skit for weeks with a black guy.
No, I ain't going to lie. Gustavo is like the type of nigga that ain't going to lie. He get into a fight, he definitely blacking out. We're going to have to put money on his books.
Don't let him blame Gustavo.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about.
Yo.
Man, you know where I'm from.
You geeking, bro.
Catonsville.
Hey! Right. You sound like you right getting hit in the face.
No, we whoop fast.
K Billy.
Yeah, whoop ass online. Fuck you talking about.
K Machiavelli. Hey, don't get it twisted, because not everybody in the hood can fight.
That's yeah, ain't nobody say that.
And ain't everybody say that. Yeah.
I mean,
I bet you if they can't fight, they can talk that way good out of fight though.
But and I will also say niggas can shoot their way out of something. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, Bree, what you got? What else you got? You got one more?
I got one more left. Hold on, let me see. Right. My bad, y'all. The X out of the shit. Okay.
She's saving this shit. Is Bree or other bitches? Yo, other bitches, Bree. Other bitches.
All right, y'all. Cowgirl or missionary?
I don't like cowgirl. Like, that shit feel weird on my dick, for real.
Okay.
What about I like missionary. Because yeah, I want to suck your titties too at the same time, for real.
Okay.
And I want you to also like get your nut. If a bitch can bust a nut on time.
What's up, world? Be sure to visit my website, Just Breathe with Bree, where you can purchase my children's book, Sometimes I Cry. You can also purchase my other merchandise. And my most favorite service that I offer is my one-on-one guided meditation sessions. I offer in-person and also virtual meditation sessions. I'm located at Upshur Day Spa in Catonsville. So yeah, come see me. Also, I have a podcast of my own called the Just Breathe with Bree podcast. We're available on Apple, the podcast app, and also Spotify. So be sure to tune in. Now back to my boy Ty on our show, Irresponsible Behavior.
You a motherfucking keeper. Yo, if you can get your own nut on my dick, you the one. You're a good one. I'm gonna keep you around for a couple of years.
It's shot, y'all. Y'all hear him shooting a shot?
Mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with you.
Not to me. I'm talking about to the people on the
to the world. Yeah, to the world. Yo, if you get your own nut though, I ain't gotta do nothing. I mean, cause the dick gonna be.
I ain't gonna lie. Your DM about to go crazy. Them old bitches will be like, what's up?
Yo, stop, because y'all pumping my baby mother head up. Yo, she think all the bitches. I posted a selfie the other day. She like, I know other bitches was saying something. Yo, this was what I was mad about. She posted a fire shit, like a fire emoji instead of like the hot eyes and shit. I'm like, yo, you gotta flirt better. Like, I like hot eyes too. I like hot eyes too, for real. Like, yo, when I post something on the DM, if you like it, yo, hot eyes and shit, I be hot eyes of y'all shit. I be motherfucking fire emoji me, clapping and celebrating and shit. Everything other than the motherfucking hot eyes. Nah, but if you could bust a nut on my...
Laugh emoji the best. That's not your favorite emoji.
Who the laugh? I don't post funny shit. I'm cooler now. I ain't got no show coming up. I'm good. I don't give a fuck about social media at all. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I could care less.
Okay.
I could care less about social media right now.
J-O cowgirl or missionary?
Missionary. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if you, I gotta really like you though. Like, you, it can't be like no. Oh yeah, one night stand on a missionary shit. Nah, like if it's like a one night, I'm probably just gonna hit you from the back, get you up out of there. It ain't really. I'm trying to be in here for a long time. I'm out of here.
Oh, so missionary is like intimacy for you?
Yeah, that's like we about to be in here for a long situation.
But you gotta put your feet up.
Yeah, like you
gotta put your feet down.
When you're a missionary, you gotta be in it some type of way. You can't be like really faking it. You gotta be looking at each other, smelling each other's breath. You got almost like they make you want to kiss each other.
Oh my god, that was gonna be funny to me.
If you kiss me during missionary and you do your thing with that motherfucker, you in the game. I'm gonna put you in the game, coach.
Gustavo, cowgirl or missionary?
Cowgirl or missionary? Well, I ain't the cowgirl.
He look like a cowgirl nigga because you fucking.
No, I ain't gonna lie. The cowgirl.
The ranches of outside New York City.
missionary. If I like her.
Okay.
So.
But if you don't like her, then it's cowgirl.
Right.
No, it's not cowgirl. It's like look the other way.
But it's missionary, no kissing.
Missionary, no kissing unless I like her.
But y'all gotta think cowgirl and missionary is kind of similar.
It's yeah, not, but it's reverse cowgirl?
It's still you facing each other, you looking at each other.
No, cowgirl is reverse cowgirl. Like, hold up. Cowgirl.
I'm talking about reverse cowgirl. I said cowgirl.
So what is cowgirl and reverse cowgirl? What's the difference?
So cowgirl is you facing the guy and you you ride in reverse cowgirl is when you're facing the opposite way and you're riding.
Right. So what's cowgirl and missionary?
It's the opposite way. It's just like the girl on top. That's cowgirl.
The girl on top. All right, but what's missionary then?
Missionary is
the man on top. Oh, you talk about missionary, the man on top.
Man on top. So I'm saying either way, whether the girl on top or the man on top, you still facing each other.
Okay. I like when the girl on top. Like if she can get a nut off, like if she can come on top, I'm with you. I thought you were talking about like reverse cowgirl and shit. Like, cause I want to suck your titty and shit. Like, if you on top, like, I want to suck your titty. Like, it can't be no reverse cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl feel funny on my dick.
Really? The first time I ever heard somebody say that.
Nah, cause y'all be bending the shit back. Y'all be trying to get y'all nut and shit for real. That shit, nah.
Y'all feel that way too, J.O. and Gustavo?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't like when they like when they doing that. They think they doing something. They bend it a little bit. I'm like, ho.
All right, that shit hurt. My shit at a fucking 45 degree angle. Like, nah, nigga. Like, I need my shit at a 90. Like, I need my shit at a 90.
Well, that's all I had for y'all.
All right, so Bree, you like reverse cowgirl or cowgirl or motherfucking missionary?
Missionary is the best.
But then that guy put all his effort into you. That's exactly why you've been married for 13,000 years. And we gonna end this podcast on that. Hold on, Gustavo, take over, yo. It's all on you now.
Wait, that's J.O. J.O. over there. J.O. ain't answer.
No, bro.
No, you had questions.
That was a plug. Yeah, that was a plug. Go ahead. And you got your shows coming up, bro. Come on, stop.
Oh, I got my shows.
Goofy is the bitch, yo. Like,
First off, y'all can't say I fell asleep today. I've been on my P's and Q's the whole time.
That's right, yeah.
Only time I dipped off, and I'm pretty sure y'all ain't peeped it, but when I had to go get my son a couple of minutes ago.
But it's all good.
Oh, damn, y'all peeped it. Damn, okay. I guess I'm not sleep.
Bro, we definitely was on that shit. Boy, what are you talking about? We having a whole conversation, and you dip out. We asking you questions and you not there. Yes, we fucking know.
I thought that was quick because this.
You're never quick.
I thought I was, but at least I ain't fall asleep. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
That does matter a lot, yo. My heart. Like, all right, bet.
You know what I'm saying, but
Bree, I need you to send me a fucking quicker ass promo.
Okay, what do you mean?
Because yo, your promo prolonged like shit. It was already out when I put it out.
Are you talking about it bored you? Did it bore you?
No, I'm not saying all that. I just wanted a quicker promo. That's all I want. Yeah, you got like just Bree with Bree. Yeah, no in between shit.
Okay.
Yeah, no in between shit. Because it's a promo. Like, you're not trying to be engaging and shit. It's just promo.
What do you mean? I have to be engaging.
Not for a promo, you don't. You don't have to engage me.
Yeah, you gotta make it quick. Listen, I'll send you mine so you can see what the real one sounds like.
Then send me yours.
I got you.
Just boom, boom, bop. Just bring.
I'm gonna send you mine.
I offer all of my services. Visit my podcast. It's available on all platforms. That's all I need for real.
Okay.
So, all right, what you got?
Man, I got a show coming up April 9th. Popular Saturdays, man. Y'all pull up. Tickets still on sale. Link in the bio. You can find it on Instagram, johndoe90. Holla at your boy. It's going to be a dope show, dope headliner. We lit. Pull up.
Where can we find the tickets?
At the link, John Doe. It's on Eventbrite. Just look it up. Popular Saturdays, because it got so many views on it and it's lit. But we're going to be at Sully's Comedy Cellar.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, yo. I'm ready to be there, yo. You need to put me on the fly, yo. You want extra 20 people? Put me on a flyer, yo.
You probably gonna bring
an
extra
20. Yo, I ain't even gonna charge you, yo. I'm gonna be there though. I'm gonna be there though. Cause my daughter got soccer practice that weekend.
Since y'all on the podcast with me, I'm doing sales right now. J.O., $5.
That's how you supposed to do.
No,
we not 10. Giving these niggas no discounts.
I'm paying you regular price.
Yeah. I'm like,
you paying me? Oh, that's a real one, Bree. We're not giving these niggas no discounts. I know you wasn't ready to charge us to get in. I know the fuck you wasn't.
Hey, yo, what if y'all go to the show, right? Hey, y'all, I got y'all at the door. Y'all like, yeah, yo, we good. We try about it.
I smack the shit out your door, man, if you try to charge me out. I'm going to jail that night. I'm going to jail.
Hey, yo, we making
y'all
a whole
lot of money. Y'all want me going to jail so bad. No, but if you need some money at the end of the night, I got you. I say that. I got you. You feel me? If you need some money to cover shit, I look out for you.
I'm paying full price, Sabo.
You paying full price? You know, full price at the door, $25.
I'm paying. I'm supporting you.
Thank you, Bri.
I told her, yo, we don't got to do that shit within a group. We got to stop that shit. Because promotion will cancel all of that shit for real. That'll cancel everything out for real. Just promote a flyer for real. Let's get a new flyer. That's the cheapest way to increase your ad sales. That's the cheapest way to just go ahead, boost your views.
What I tell you, bro, the quickest way, and I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I was joking about the beef shit, but the quickest
way. No, he wasn't. He was saying that shit.
Bro. Nah,
yo, he was saying that shit for like 2 weeks. Bro. Yo, you should just start a beef, yo. Just go ahead, beef with Cleon.
I said, bro, that's some shit, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, knowing your personality, I know that's not even you. You feel me? So
shit.
I wouldn't even. That's
not shit. If anything, that'll fit for me because it'll be a wild. They'll be like, oh shit, John beefing, yo. Yeah.
Nah, because niggas don't know.
It's not gonna fit, yo. It's not gonna be the same thing, bro. You're a nice guy.
Wait,
yo said that.
You are, bro. Like,
I'm a cool guy.
You're a cool, nice guy, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with
him. Nah,
y'all
ain't gonna
categorize
me no nice guy.
You was a nice guy, bro. Hell,
y'all
be mad that he nice now.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna have me sound soft on here.
Ain't nobody saying that you soft, bro. You don't gotta be soft to be in the beat, bro.
Too many Baltimore niggas.
Yeah, that's what it is, yo. He was hanging around with Snow and Bruce.
Yo said that. Y'all gonna have niggas trauma. Yeah, yo, nice for real. Ain't all that IG shit. Yo ain't like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with being nice, bro. I'm a nice guy too, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So who your open mic ex? You guys set that shit in stone right now because a lot of comedians gonna come up and
try to get
some time.
I think Benjamin
coming, most definitely. You gonna have Snow and Bruce there.
Everybody looking at you. See, that's the difference between me. Niggas actually know me. Niggas know I don't do that. Keep running to everybody. That kind of kill the show. It kind of make it corny.
It do make it corny.
What you tell niggas? Like the niggas.
I just keep it real. I'm like I'm so genuine with people that they understand it, and motherfuckers don't sit there and beg me. I just be like, and they be like, yo, can I go up? No.
I wouldn't believe you, yo. If I came there and you told me I couldn't go up, yo, I would not believe you.
I mean, depending on, like, if I know you personally and we chill with each other and you know my personality, I'm gonna tell you no. But if it's like I don't know you like that, if I don't know you like that and you don't know me like that, then I'm gonna make you understand first. I'm like, yo, I'm full right now. I'm not throwing nobody else. I'll break it down to you. But if it's somebody I'm cool with that I know, I'm going to be like, I'm going to look at you like, yo, you know I don't like to oversaturate with a whole bunch of people.
So who on the show?
We got special guest comedian. That's the one. That's basically what you just asked about, special guest comedian. But Guarantee is Chi-Chi hosting, Rallo's headlining. And I told my man Hugh I'm going to give him some time.
I knew you was going to give Hugh some time. You got to put
but
your Hugh first.
But Hugh funny, though. You fun? Nah, I can't put Hugh first. Cause he funnier than going first.
Who you got going first?
Put Bree up there going first. Five.
Hey, put me up.
When I say I got a special guest comedian, I'm not saying the special guest is actually like open micers. Like, no, I really got a special guest comedian from DC.
Oh, you really got one?
Yeah, I really got a special guest comedian.
Who is it?
It's me.
I ain't gonna say his name. He's a special guest, but he gonna pop up. He told me he gonna pop up. So if he pop up, that's love.
So what if he don't pop up? You gonna throw Bree up there?
No, I'm just gonna do it on my time. Cause I was really splitting my time with him.
I try to get you up, Bree. I try.
Thank you. Cause I feel like he ignoring you.
So
he
how you
listen.
Hosting? Who's hosting?
No,
Chi-Chi hosting.
All right. So how you talk about? So you going first?
No. Chi-Chi hosting, right? She gonna rock out, do her thing. She gonna bring up. I got her bringing up. She gonna bring up two people. That's it. Two open micers. Boom. They get out the way. Then she gonna bring me up. I'm gonna run. I was gonna feature, But I, like I said, I got the special guest coming through, and I'm gonna
which
split
is
my
me.
Split my which time.
And hey, I look, went you $200.
Okay. And then, yo, but you know what some people do, though? I don't know no comedians that ever did this to me, but you know, some comedians that come there, ask for time, and they be like, yeah, okay, you can pay me.
Oh, you that's only Cleon, huh? Bro. That's only Cleon.
Nah,
yo,
I ain't
we
see
already
that.
Know you talking about.
Nah,
we only talking about Cleon right there. We only talk about
Cleon. Nah, Cleon don't do that. He did that.
Cleon do that shit to me every show, bitch. What are you talking about?
I ain't know that.
Yo, just give me $500. I'll speak you real quick. What are you talking about? No.
Give me $500. I'll go ahead and get this
shit. I learned from
jumped.
The best. I learned from the best. I need $200, though. I need $200. I promote it.
Hey,
nah, you good though. I think it's gonna work out for you, bro. Yeah. I think it is.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Now, after talking to you since you ain't answered the phone and shit, I was worried, but
oh, that's probably the day I took that. So yeah.
Plus, you got the whole squad coming. Like we gonna be there.
Nah, we deep. Oh. Y'all gonna like. I think Todd is coming because I sold a whole bunch of female tickets. That's what it is.
You already know Pervy. Yeah, you right.
Hey yo, stop putting that shit out into the air, my guy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yo,
that's you,
stop,
that
nigga's
bird.
No, I'm not. No, yo, that's
that
not. It's not okay, yo. I'm not pervy because I diss a lot of bitches. So I don't want these fat bitches to be like, yeah, yo, you like fat bitches too? Like, nah, no. You gotta have something going for yourself.
What you got going against fat bitches, like?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
What you
got
against the Lizzos?
I do
Lizzos.
Not have nothing against the Lizzos. I do not. Because y'all be nasty too. Like, yeah, I like a bitch that's nasty.
Lizzos,
nah.
I ain't gonna lie. The Lizzos
be nasty. The Lizzos be nasty.
Nah, Lizzos be Lizzos.
They support you though. They come to your show. They don't worry about them. They support you.
Man, they could come to my show because I like big girls. It don't matter to me. I like them.
I like
but who you giving a reverse cowgirl to? None of them.
No, not me. I'm
no,
brother.
Yo,
I'm your brother. Remember
that. Right. Look, she already friend zoned the shit out of us. Yo. I'm
your brother.
I'm out of here.
Yo,
I'm
out of here. Hey, yo, Brie, you be friend. I think it's funny how women be friend zoning dude just like right there. Like a dude really probably be on you. You probably be like, nah, because that's my brother right here.
Yeah, you got
every dude felt that before. I felt that before. I was on
it's like, look, don't be gay. We brothers.
She was like, nah, that's my brother John. I was like, bitch, why would you? Like, now you know damn well. I wouldn't know no
but
brother
as,
shit with you.
All right, look, this is my last question. We got to get out of here. As men, do y'all appreciate the friend zone, or would y'all rather want a girl to be totally into y'all?
The only time
like
I like
initially.
The only time I'm cool with the friend zone is if I feel like I want to be in that friend zone because I don't look at her like that, or I just I might have been feeling her in the beginning, but then when I talk to her and I see how she is, I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm good, I'm straight.
Bad. That's
if we drinking, you know, man,
we already
like,
know that. All right, you get wipe your hands on that. Yo, you was doing good on the first.
Seriously though, if it's like we end up talking and I see it's like a different vibe. She come up more so like a cool vibe. I'll be like, yo, we can just be cool for real. I ain't trying to smash. All
right, so how you feeling, JL?
I think
you ain't got no other choice.
No, I like the friend, because I'm going to tell you, like, the friend, I used to be a wicked side nigga, so it was like, the friend zone, you can come in there, because she going to tell you about the nigga that she fucking with, so she going to tell you, low-key, she going to tell you how she really want to be treated, so yeah. Anytime you could turn it on, turn it off, like, oh yeah, I'm just a, you know what I'm saying, you could, when you go into it and really pursue it, she already told you all the keys, how to unlock her buttons for her, so.
Mm-hmm. Yo, sound like Steve Harvey over here. She done already told you how she like to be treated.
Hell yeah. You sound like comfortable friends.
Yo. But I was going to reiterate that fact, though, because I'm totally cool with the friend zone. I love a good friend zone because at the same time,
they bring you
I may be interested in you, but at the same time, it could bring more to the dynamic or the situation of our relationship.
Yeah.
Because I mean, women just be wanting male friends, like just different perspective of males, and that just be that. Where it's no fucking, where it's nothing. It's just like conversation.
I get that shit. I get that shit.
No, I get that. I get that
because I'm in a lot of group chats right now that the women that I deal with, I have never had sexual intercourse or I might flirt or whatever, but at the same time, like. We don't take it further than that. Like I don't take it further than that. Like
I ain't gonna lie, I got homegirls like that. That we just, you know, we cool. And I like their perspective. And they be telling me hella shit. And I be like, damn, yo, dudes really be soft out here.
Yeah.
I be like, God damn.
I might not be their type, yo. I'm 5'7", 5'6", like for real. Like, so I'm not going
5'4".
I understand. No, nigga, that's you. But at the same time,
extra height, niggas try always try to get that. You know, like,
I squat down with that picture. You know that picture we took? I was squatting down. So you
nigga,
know.
I was squatting. I'm about to roundhouse kick all the
Whoa, I was squatting too. So
the next picture, it's gonna be a roundhouse kick or somebody's sideburn.
Hey, yeah.
Y'all know I've been practicing jiu-jitsu. Like, I'm riding a roundhouse kick, y'all bitches. Like, no. Stop playing with me, yo. I'm 5'6", 5'7", yo. That's all I'm giving y'all.
Stupid as shit. All right, yo. Well, we looking forward to you in the next photo. We got to have all four of us together.
Yeah, I
got to be. Now I'm going to stand straight up. I'm going to get my back posture right and all that bullshit. Y'all is some bullshit. I don't fuck with y'all like that, for real. Yeah, matter of fact, yo, you got these niggas write ups ready, JO?
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Oh, well, love you guys.
All right.
I love you more, Bree.
Love you too.
I think we can work this thing out. I think this is a good relationship.
Yes, brothers. Let's all say brothers.
Hey, first of all. Hey, I'm ready to leave all your ass.
Yo, Bree,
I don't want you. Stop getting in my DM, Bree.
I'm just saying, as long as you know we brothers, everybody know we brothers, we brothers.
Stop texting me every day, talk about good morning, yo.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Brothers.
Yo. All
right, yo. 1, 2, 3, brothers.
Brothers.
I'm not saying that shit.
I'm comfortable with friend zone.
No, I'm comfortable with friend zone because I want all the home girls.
He comfortable with friend zone, but how he gonna be comfortable if he wants you?
Anyway, all right.
Who said that? Yo, you're gigging again, bro.
I said brothers. I'm with you.
Yo, gigging. I know you. Your girl right there.
You ain't got no choice.
Brothers.
Yeah, J.O. Brothers.
We're brothers. We're happy. We're singing it. We're curling. Dirt, dirt, dirt. What are you talking about?
All right.
Yo. We out. We out. When I come back, yo, we out. Let's plan something and let's get this shit right. Thank y'all for listening to Irresponsible Behavior, the podcast. Yo, we had 123 new subscribers this week, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Shout out to the subscribers.
So we trying to get it to 10,000 so we can get some sponsorships, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all for listening. We got my co-host, Breesky.
Hey, y'all.
John Doe.
Boy, J.O. We in, for real. Okay.
Every week.
What's up? I'm gonna put y'all papers in my desk, so y'all will be late again.
Wait, hold on. So who was first?
Me. No, Ty than me.
Of course I was first. I started this shit.
Was just regular. He was Jones.
Whoa, wait a minute.
So I was the only one really late.
Yeah. Oh, J.O. was early.
He beat me to the punch.
He was like a minute before you. Just a minute.
Yo.
No. I was getting the paperwork.
Black Tony was on his shit. He was right.
I need to step it up. I can't let shit like that happen.
Yeah, yeah. You had black Tony.
And it's 10:30, Gustavo, and you stayed up.
I know.
I'm proud of you. Now what I need you to do is post again for the late night watchers. Yeah. Because niggas get off at 10 o'clock. Post that shit again. Yeah, I know you got a motherfucking reel in the back of your motherfucking photo. You got to post, bro. You got to post, bro. You got to post.
What was I about to say?
Gustavo, I know you be wanting to tell them to just shut the fuck up.
I know why they be on me. I actually like that. Yo, that's dope because they keep me on my P's and Q's. I ain't going to hold
it. You got to post, bro. At the end of the day, look.
He might get some pussy, yo.
He got the in-house pussy. That's cool. That's cool with me.
So basically, this is the after hours of Irresponsible Raid where we talk about the real side of Bree. So Bree, let us know what's really what you.
No, we not. You call her on your own time. My baby mama listens to this podcast.
We out of here, y'all.
Irresponsible behavior. Subscribe.